USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some unwelcome economic news for the White House as inflation remains high. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January compared to a year ago. Jared Bernstein is with the White House Council of Economic Advisors. He tells Fox News there are some silver linings, but they're focused on doing better.
In the month of January, hourly wages grew 0.7%, inflation grew 0.6%, so you see a slight beat there. Hourly wages actually grew in real terms in the month of January. That's not good enough for us.
The shortage of health care workers is in the spotlight in the Senate. Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper opening a hearing and arguing that the United States must find ways to combat burnout and build a robust and diverse health care workforce for the future. USA Radio News.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, get me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Thousands of Russian troops are beginning military drills in Belarus.
Adding to the Russia-Ukraine tension, Russia and Belarus Thursday morning have started 10 days of joint military drills. England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Europe faces its biggest security crisis in decades.
Earlier this week, I met the Prime Minister of Lithuania. I'll be traveling shortly to Poland. And these are countries where every day the population wakes with an acute awareness of the threat just across their border.
Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops at the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Kellogg Company has raised prices to offset surging inflation. Its CEO telling CNBC the goal is to cover input costs with pricing and productivity after implementing price hikes last year helped to boost the company's profits. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A blockade of a bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions forced the shutdown Wednesday of a Ford plant and began to have broader implications for the North American auto industry. Trucker Mike Johnson is part of the protest.
I'm not going anywhere. Whatever, I made some phone calls and I rearranged my life and it's going to be what it's going to be, but me and most of these other men here, and some women too, we're resolved, man. We're not going anywhere.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is accusing the protesters of trying to hurt the economy. New information is out on the death of Full House star Bob Saget. His family confirms he had a brain bleed after accidentally hitting the back of his head. They believe he didn't realize his injury and died in his sleep at a Florida hotel last month. As far as just how common these brain bleeds are, ABC News chief medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Well, we have to do some mini med school here and look at the anatomy of the brain. There's blood vessels there. This is a very unforgiving organ for trauma, but it's a closed space. You have the hard skull, you have the soft brain, and in between that, a little bit of bleeding can cause compression on the brain, and in some cases can be fatal. So is this something that is common? No. But can it happen? Yes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.